Whatever boys say, lessons from the late Parshas Bishalach, Shabbos Shira Baalena Latova. Next week is Tu Bishvat. I'm reserving speaking about Tu Bishvat until next week. A lot of people I saw already discuss it on the Torah Anytime and why you Torah. No, it's too early. Let's wait till next week. Even though there's a very beautiful connection between Bishalach and the holiday of Tu Bishvat. But we're going to wait till next week for that. I think I have a gorgeous idea, and because I had an extra 24 hours to develop it, I think it's even better than it would have been on Sunday morning, so don't worry about it. The Pasuk tells us in this week's parasha, of course, towards by Chamishi, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hinei matir lachem lechem min hashamayim, v'yatzar nekluk davar yom b'yomo. We know that the beautiful man, the heavenly food, Bnei Yisrael has the most amazing revelation, as I said this morning on Lessons from the Lev, Masha Yechezkel ben Buzi didn't see in the Maaseh Merkava, but they are still Jewish, and right afterwards they complain. And they say, well, what's going on with the food? What's going on over here? And quite amazingly, the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us this heavenly food. The Gemara tells us in Tanis on Tesam and Aleph, also in the Tosefta, in Sota Yud Aleph, the following thing. Shlosha Parnasim Toivus Amud L'Yisrael. Eluhem. There were three Parnasim, right? Parnasim, we could, nowadays the Hebrew word for Parnas is a flashlight, spotlights on Bnei Yisrael. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. We often spend our parsha speaking a lot about Moshe Rabbeinu, as we should, but we have to remind ourselves who were also on the scene. We had Miriam and Aaron. There would be no Moshe if it wasn't for Miriam, as we know. Of course, Miriam was responsible for making her parents remarry each other, whatever the situation was, and have Moshe, and she was the one who was responsible for saving Moshe's life and waiting there. Aaron HaKohen, of course, was the leader of the Jewish people until Moshe took over, and then, of course, helped with Moshe. And sometimes it says Moshe first, sometimes it says Aaron first. They all did their very unique and important jobs. However, the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, V'shlosha matanos toivas nasan lad yadam. Because of their greatness and their unbelievable nature, there were three great things that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us. The Elohim, and they were, the Be'er, Anan, V'man. The Be'er of Miriam, the Anan, we'll learn each and why, the Anan of Aaron HaKohen, and the Mun was the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu from our parasha. Ubeschus Miriam, Ubeschus Miriam was the Be'er. Be'er Beschus Miriam, Amun Anan Beschus Aaron, Be'man Beschus Moshe. Ze Divrei HaGemara and the Tosefta. I would like to explain today what exactly is going on over here. There's a beautiful piece in Rav David Hofstetter's Sefer on the Parsha. I think it was a gift that my son got for his bar mitzvah. I found it yesterday. Hopefully he doesn't mind. And this idea, before I give you this beautiful idea, I want to quote for you from our Parsha the beautiful words of the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar, or the Klei Yakar, depending how you want to do it, says something very, very beautiful. He quotes the pasuk in our parasha and says the following. Let's just look at the pasuk for a moment. Here, right at the end of our parasha. The pasuk tells us that after the great success of Kriyas Yamsuf, and now they get the mun, and apparently everything's going well, guess who's coming down the path? Vayavo Amalech v'ilachem im Yisrael berifidim. He gives them mun, he gives them water, there's a be'er, there's an ananah covered, and now Amalek comes. Vayavo Amalek v'yochem. And Amalek, of course, symbolizes not just the Amalek that we know. We know that Amalek is an internal struggle against Amalek. It's something that we fight for until today. Edom. It's what's holding back Mashiach from coming. This would be the first confrontation. We, of course, are going to know the future confrontation with them as well. So comes along Klei Yakar and says as follows. Sarfu Yudeya min HaTorah shenosan miyad liyad u'min HaTfilo shal Yudey nisiyas kapayim u'min midas gimlos chasadim. So we might have even discussed this a few weeks ago. The Olam is oymed al shlosha dvarim. Torah, Avoida, Gimilos Chasadim. Something, of course, written in the gorgeous Pirkei Avos. Rav Usher Weiss often comments and says that numbers are something very unique to Judaism. Numbers are not stam. He, a few weeks ago, was speaking about the number 13, which I never actually thought of this great idea. 13 is a very, very special number. It's probably the number of the Jewish people. Because 13 is Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Right, Shloshes Rei Karim, and he goes through the whole idea, and then he says, and amazingly, I never noticed this until, unfortunately, his wife was in the hospital. Unfortunately, she passed away, but she had cancer, and he noticed that every building he went into for all these appointments, there was no floor 13. Right, they're spooky, spooky 13. But the real reason of 13 is based on us because it's our Midos HaRachamim that we have. The number 3, of course, we know the Shloshes Avos, but we never ever thought of the Shlosha Avos of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of the Midbar. The Avos of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, then are brought to this, Moshe, Miriam, and Aram. And each of them symbolize one of the Amudim, the Amud HaTorah, the Amud HaTfilah, and the Amud of Midas Gilmas Chasadim. And of course, on the simplest level, the Torah, of course, is given by Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll refer to this in a moment. The tefillah shal yedei nesias kapayim, which is of course done by the kohanim. The ultimate avoida is of course that of the kohanim. And gimelos chasadim is given over miyad yad. And that's going to be Miriam. These gimel amudim, says the Klei Yakar, elu osher b'nei Yisrael nochon aleihem. Ubahem chizku gimel haroyim Moshe v'Aaron v'Miriam. They symbolized, they're machazik, these three things we just said. Nasan lahem Hashem, and that b'schus, as we just pointed out, B'nai Yisrael was zoicha to receive the mon, the be'er, and the unernei kavod. Min z'chus Moshe, ki nasan haTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the z'chus of the Torah. And that was the mon, right? We know that Torah is compared to lechem. We can't live without it. It's also compared to mayim, that's true. But we need it to sustain us. That's the man, Moshe Rabbeinu. Ubizchus Miriam, Shehaisa, Misapeket Mazon LeYolodim. Remember Shifra and Pua, beginning of Shemois? They risked their lives against the edict of the evil Paro and said, no, we're taking care of these babies and giving them Mazon. Shenemra Techayehem V'Techayehen HaYolodim. The Anunei HaKavod is the Zechus of Aaron Shaya Oisek BeAvoidas HaKarbonos Shayu Gormim SheTishre Shechinas Yisrael. The Anunei HaKavod was the Shechina. And the Avoida that will happen in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash is the Shechina coming to the world. SheTesalek Anunei HaKavod. That's exactly it. As he quotes the Pasuk from Parshas Chukas, U'misham Rayash Zechus Shel Aaron Amud LeYisrael LeHatzilam Mipnei Amalek. That the schus of Aaron HaKohen was the Shechina, the Anunei HaKavod. It was in Parshas Chukas, Chaf Aleph Aleph, when they lost the Anunei HaKavod. Because what happened? Aaron HaKohen dies. And the moment Aaron HaKohen dies, Amalek says, no, let's chop a ride. They knew that they had something. And that's when it happens. B'zchut shel Aaron Amud LeYisrael Latzilam b'nei Amalek Shehaya Ritzu Ashel Mardot LeYisrael LeOlam Ad Kein B'Melchama Zeh. The only it happened because of that. So let's go a little bit further. Now I'm not going to today because we don't have time. We only have whatever amount of minutes I decide. But there is a Kabbalistic idea, not for now, that Moshe Aaron, Mon, Onon, and Be'er is also Kineged the Rakia, the Kisei HaKovid in the Yam. The Ruach and the Shama, the Nefesh, there's a lot going on over there. Unfortunately, we don't have time to delve into that. But my point to you is, this number three is very, very special here. Very, very special. So, Rav Hastetter says that I want to understand why Bischusso? What happened that was so special over here? And he believes that it is Mida Keneged Mida. It's something special that each of them did to be Zoyche to these great things that B'nai Yisrael would literally keep them in the Midbar for Arba Mishana. And that's the Mida Keneged Mida. So let's understand the first one. Kasher Olo Moshe Rabbeinu L'Maron, the Kabbalah HaTorah. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai to accept the Torah, he goes up for 40 days and 40 nights. And what are we here told? That Lo Acha V'Lo Shasa B'Meshach Arbim Yom Yom Laila. He was like a malach going up to Shamayim B'Zchus, the great, really B'Zchus of B'nai Yisrael. He was... had Mesira for Torah. He had no time because he wanted to learn every second. Moser Nafsho Laman Klal Yisrael. V'chein Matzino Divrei Chazal She'af Moshe Rabbeinu Atzmo Bikesh V'zchus Zeh Tamod Lo B'yom Hamisa. That was the zchus that Moshe had until the day of his death, is that he was Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael and said, I'm not eating and I'm not drinking. Obviously this great idea to understand. It's whatever's going on in the sky is not important, Rabbi Yisai. It's the Yetzer Hara trying to make you see what is not important. V'chein, Amru B'Midrash. The Midrash says in Oysa Midrashim, Zochar Oysam Hayom She'alisa Boy Al Har Sinai. I was Zoycha the day I went up to Har Sinai V'marti Lufana Arbim Yom V'Arbim Laila Lechem Lo Achal V'Nasasi La'amcha Yisrael B'Hashem Yimenu. He was saved from the Malach HaMavis. And we see this the second time he goes up, he does the same thing again. When B'nai Yisrael does the Chet HaEgel, he goes up again. Same thing. Lo Acha V'lo Shasa. Great Zuchus. And that's the Pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, V'itnafel Lifnei Hashem. Because of the Zuchus of Arbim Yom V'Arbim Layel Lo Achiti, V'lo Shasisi Al Kein Chatosei Michatoseichem. The Rabbanu Shalom forgave B'nai Yisrael because he fasted for them. So Moshe Rabbeinu had the great zchus of taking Gashmis away from his life. He says, we don't need Gashmis all the time. When Mesiras Nefesh Mamash, he's told B'nai Yisrael that there's something that's called the Mon. Zacha Moshe Laman. And one could understand, I think, that the Mon comes on another level. Because Mon is Gashmis, but it's Muslim Shakula Ruchnias. The Eichlim Serchem Liot La'amod B'Madrega Shal Malchei Hasharis. It was holy food. You're like on Malachim. The fact that you can eat a food, you can have a piece of mun and say, I want it to be chocolate pie, or a Coke Zero, or a steak, is a pretty amazing thing. Lechem in Hashemayim. And that was his Mida Keneged Mida. Because he took Gashmis out of his life. And I would like to further say, possibly, that a person could actually have a Gashmi eating experience that all of a sudden becomes Kula Ruchnis. It's called our Shabbos meals, our Yontif meals. And by the way, it should be every meal. If we're Mekadish the meal in the appropriate, proper way and say, the only reason why I'm eating now is to give me strength so that I can learn better. Right? Some people are Machmir, that they want to mamish bring the food to the shir itself. And hopefully they'll remember to bench. Right? But why do they do that for? Because they want to be mechazik. They don't want to fall asleep during shiur. Some people go outside when it's freezing cold outside too. Yeah. And COVID, okay. But we're able to mechazik. That's a moiser nefesh. You're saying, no, I know it looks the same. Rabbi say it's not the same. Anu mashkima mehema mashkima. We both wake up with the same people. But anu mashkima divrei Torah. Mine's very, very different. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Comes along Aaron. Be'oifen zeh yesh levayer gam madu azachar Yisrael le'anenei ha'kovod. Why was B'nai Yisrael zoichet anenei ha'kovod? Al yidei Aaron ha'koyen. Sharei Aaron haya oyev shalom v'roidev shalom. His number one mida. Everybody knows that. And that's why when Aaron passes away, what happens? Everybody starts crying like crazy. He was unbelievable with what he did. V'tamid yagia lashkin shalom b'Yisrael. A husband and wife are fighting. The classic thing we learn in God. Husband and wife are fighting. So Aaron doesn't know what to do. So he goes to the husband. He says, listen, I just spoke to your wife. She feels terrible what you did. She wants to meet you in the park. Why don't you go there? Bring yourself a bring a rose, you know. Go to the park in the Midbar. I don't know, whatever. Yeah. He goes to the wife. He says, I just spoke to your husband. He's really sorry what he did. Why don't you put something on, put something nice. Husband also should wear something nice. He's going to really surprise you. And she gets there. He gets there. Both of them are in love with each other again. They don't even have to say, I'm sorry, because they know. That never happened, the story. But Moshe got them back together. What happens when Ish and Isha have shalom bayis? What does the Gemara tell us? What's Shoyer B'nayim? Shechina Shoyer B'nayim. Shechina. It's called the Ananei HaKavod. Unbelievable. Oyev Shalom, Vorediv Shalom. Ula Achas Mimalosov HaShalom Hi Mogen Al Yisrael B'Oysen HaTov B'Yoyser. As it says in Meseches Derech Eretz Zuta. Godol Hu HaShalom SheHaShalom. Because the Shalom is the Godol, the greatest thing we can have. Kisor Leisa, Sheheshlim Laaretz Kisor Leisa. Almost Shenasan LaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Baaretz. Right, there's nothing that can destroy us if we have Shalom, if we have Achdus B'Neihem. The Alkein Zocha Aaron Mida Keneged Mida Shenasan Alidei Yisrael. He was Meiser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. He could have been sitting and learning. But he's running around trying to make couples and people not fighting and the neighbors not fighting with each other. That Moshe Nefesh caused the Shechina to dwell in the Midbar with the Ananei HaKavod. The Chain, and finally, the Be'er of Miriam. The Nevuah of Miriam. Apisha Kosov, Rabbeinu Bechaya says, She'be'er nosan al yadeha b'schush, she was Moshe Nefesh. She could have died. And she was watching to make sure that Moshe Rabbeinu would be saved. And in fact, the Zohar says in Parshas Emor that it says, V'tisav achoso mirachok da ki be'er mayim Chayim. That special water would become the Be'er Mayim Chayim, says the Zohar. The schus that you would be receive. Unbelievable. And this is what Rashi says, of course, right on the Pasuk in Bamidbar Chaf Bet. It was the schus of Miriam that we got the Be'er, and of course, when she died, what happened right away? Stopped. There was no more Be'er Mayim Chayim. It was schus that she stood mirachok, and she was noiser nefesh. Gam zchus haita mida keneged mida. She'amda Miriam lahatzil Moshe achia al yedeha mayim. That he shouldn't be in the mayim, literally drowned, like all the other babies were. And therefore the be'er was on her. Liyois lahatzil Yisrael b'leiv. She was mesiras nefesh once again. The Ma'adit points out in his sefer, Beis Elokim. She had still Yisrael Yadeh HaMayim, like the Klei Yakar said, was also that she gave food to the little kids when the Gezer was you weren't allowed to. And Yocheved as well, of course. And the Medrash Tanchuma says that she got the Midah because of what would happen in our Parsha on the Shiras Hayam. How amazing that was. What happened on Shiras Hayam. That she, even on a higher level than B'nai Yisrael, who was not as spontaneous, went with the Toifim and had their own song, Ashir Asayam. So here's a few points for us to take out of this. Number one, Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh is perhaps our number one goal in life, to do things for other people. Not because of who we are. We just do it. because we care about other individuals, and the zchuyos that we receive are truly unbelievable. The whole tekufa that we've been in for, unfortunately, 2.5 years, is all about caring for other people. There is a very, very difficult parsha happening probably all around the world, but I know in Eretz Yisrael, where the rules are so difficult to understand and explain that people are just saying, ah, forget it, I'll be fine. But what happens if you have COVID and you go to somebody and they're not vaccinated? God knows what could happen. You want to take that risk? During the height of COVID, of course, when you could have killed people, to fly on an LL flight and 7 people to have fake COVID tests, all of which turned out that they were positive, literally could have killed people. That's not Mesiras Nefesh. That's only caring about yourself. These three, not just Maisa Ova Simon Labanim, Maisa Ova Simon Labanim for these three as well, for Moshe, for Miriam, for Aaron, teaching us what it is not to eat for 40 days, whatever that spiritual idea means. To be Moshe Nefesh, I'm going to spend my life, I could be sitting and learning Torah, but I'm going to be the greatest psychologist that ever lived. And Miriam, literally saving not only her brother, but thousands and thousands of people. The schus of the night. We have to think of that, because the only way that we will get a Beis HaMikdash back is be'achdus, caring for other individuals. And when a lot of people spend a lot of time, and I have to say this, over the last week, criticizing Haredim, there's nobody who does chesed better than the Haredim. They're in every single hospital, whether it's here in America, I'm sure in other countries as well, with their bikur cholim, with their unbelievable chesed 24/7, and they're truly unbelievable, Rabbi Yisai. Unbelievable. It's a lot to learn from them. It's lesson number one. And lesson number two is, I think of all these three, each of them respond to our lives. Being the Moisa Nefes, yes, but let's take each of them. The Mun represents, are we Makadish, the Gashmius in our lives? One of the highest levels of our lives, Mirtz Hashem, you should be Zeiche, to Kedushin. Marriage process seemingly is the most gashmiya thing, what's about to happen. The mitzvah may not even be, the Rambam may not even be the marriage itself, but the actual act of Peru Revu. You can't get more gashmi. You makadish it. Kedusha. I'm going to have a cup of wine. Wine? Azai chutzpah. Isn't wine the thing that makes me drunk? No, makadish it. Perm's not so far away, right? Okay, this is too odd. I'm sorry if you don't know. It's too odd. There's a little bit farther than you think. But that Purim as well. It's supposed to be Makadish the wine and say no. That's number one. How do we take our Gashmis life and Makadish it? How does the same eating that I do become something that's Kadosh? And number two, Aaron HaKohen. How do we bring? So that's the Amud. That's the Amud of Torah. That's the Amud of being Makadish. My life's being surrounded with ruchnius, with Torah. I'm saying, I'm taking a break now, but I have to eat because it's going to help me. And what's my avoida? How do I bring the avoida? How do I bring the shechina into my own life? How do I make tefillah important? And the gemilas chasadim that Miriam showed, and I have to say it, a lot of people often say, oh, chesed? That's something that's for girls. That belongs in Tferet. That doesn't belong in Lev HaTorah. That's Midreshet Lev HaTorah, you know? It was once on the list of a possible... They wanted to open up a Midrasha. Probably wasn't going to be called Lev HaTorah. But in any case, no, Chesed is a boy's thing too. Miriam teaches us this. We need Chesed, the great Schus of the Mayim. It keeps us alive to be involved in Chesed. If Moshe finds, he says, just like you give 10% to Stucca, you have to dedicate at least 10% of your time to Chesed. Should be Zeichet to take all these important messages and go back to that amazing state of bringing the Shechina back to our lives with Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, and be Zeichet to the Bayis Shlishi and be able to say the words Hashem Melech Le'olam V'ed, as I said this morning. Not just Hashem Yimloch Le'olam V'ed. With Bias Goel Tzedek V'Meheir V'Yameinu Amen.